I've always good to talk to Scott. And in part two, Connie Tomsky-Fayville from Friends of Rapids Music are going to join us. Connie hasn't been on with us for a little while.
Yeah, I was going to say she was here with us in the morning a while back, but otherwise I haven't heard her. So awesome.
That'll be fun to catch up with them. And that'll be coming up in the 10 o'clock block. So from 10 to 11, be listening from Morning Magazine right here at WFHR. Coming up the last hour of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The latest jobless report shows employers added 223,000 jobs in December. It's the latest sign of a solid labor market despite the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. The House will try again to choose a speaker today. Republican Kevin McCarthy still hasn't managed to muster up enough support to win the gavel. The latest from CBS's Robert Costa.
Late last night, some of these conservative holdouts felt they were making progress, a deal coming together with McCarthy, giving them more power on key committees, on fiscal policy, and on floor rules. But many McCarthy critics remain firm no's.
President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have agreed to send Ukraine heavy armored vehicles for ground fighting in the war with Russia.
We are going to provide the Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, the United States, to the Ukrainians. And the Germans are going to provide the Marder infantry fighting vehicles that they have.
Germany also will send a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine. The suspect in the murders of four Idaho college students has made his first court appearance in Idaho. CBS's Omar Villafranca was in the courtroom.
Murder suspect Brian Koberger smiled at his public defender as he faced a judge in Idaho for the first time Thursday.
Count two alleges that you committed the felony offense of murder in the first degree. The maximum penalty for that offense, if you plead guilty or are found guilty, is up to death and or imprisonment for life. Do you understand?
Yes.
He's charged with stabbing Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin to death in the early morning hours of November 13th.
The suspect is being held without bail. The Texas school shooter's mother is in trouble with the law, CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Adriana Reyes, the mother of the Uvalde school shooter, has been arrested in Oklahoma City on charges of assault and battery and threatening to perform an act of violence. Police had responded to a call at a residence about a woman threatening to kill a man. The man told officers he was terrified of Reyes and was afraid she might kill him in his sleep.
Reyes denied making threats, but a witness corroborated the man's claims. Much of California is soaked.
The so-called atmospheric river clouds of rain that drenched the California coast moved inland toward Nevada, but
widespread flooding from Redding, California, all the way down into L.A. It will be a parade of storms, one after another. As one storm exits, another one enters.
Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel.
There's very little relief inside. Another 12 inches of rain anticipated in Northern California. Flash flooding and mudslides. Then you see 5 to 6 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada, as well as an avalanche danger.
This is CB.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Your host, James J. here. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day we'll get to. We will catch up with our friends at the United Way as well. Looking forward to all of these things coming up. Bunch of fun stuff lined up for you right now. I want to get into a little bit of entertainment news first here, Terry. And Blake Shelton revealed that Jimmy Buffett helped write the theme song for his USA Network game show, Barmageddon. Blake said, quote, "I figured Jimmy can pull this off if anybody in the world can. It really is just a good, fun song. It gets stuck in your head." He's a big fan of Jimmy Buffett. And I don't think, I don't know. I always kind of, if I were to, and I don't like lumping any musicians into anything, but if I were to lump Jimmy Buffett into music, I have seen him with a lot of country artists, a lot of folk artists. So this doesn't seem like a big stretch to me at all.
No, but I think everybody likes Jimmy Buffett, right? I mean, you might not love him, but I don't know of anybody that like completely dislikes him. You know what I mean? Everything's kind of fun, sing along, laid back, beachy. So I agree. I mean, if I was going to seek somebody out, he'd be a good choice.
It does seem like a good, you know, you need a good happy theme song. We're going to play a little of it for you here to see what Mr. Shelton's talking about.
So then I wonder how many times he will guest appear with some Blake Shelton stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he helped write it. I don't know if he makes an appearance in the song at all, you know, actually vocally. But I just see that happening. You know, different songs that he's done with different country artists. Like all of a sudden you're at the Kenny Chesney show and then, oh, here comes Jimmy Buffett. It's like, whoa, that's cool.
Win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a show. That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's a good line. And I almost guarantee that's a Jimmy Buffett line right there. That's actually, I see what
that's
he's
fun.
Talking about. Yeah. Barmageddon is got their next episode coming up, their sixth episode, Trace Atkins versus Mike Vrabel. Oh, that seems good. Oh, that seems like a good one. Mike Vrabel, football head coach of the Tennessee Titans and stuff. I like that. That will be premiering. Now, you can catch it on USA Network. Otherwise, you can catch it on Hulu or YouTube TV, I see. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Pulled it up real quickly.
But just now I might have to just check one out.
I thought this was pretty cool, too. Let me get right here. You've probably heard about that movie 80 for Brady. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, as massive Tom Brady fans on a road trip to go to see the 2017 Super Bowl. You had me at all those ladies.
Right?
And I don't care what they're doing.
How corny the story is or the road trip.
Don't
but
care.
Yeah, no, fun.
I'll be honest with everybody. I love, love, love Sally Field. So I would have done it if it was just Sally Field, let alone all those other amazing actresses. Well, the movie needed an appropriate theme song, and it sounds like they got it. It's called Gonna Be You, and it features Dolly Parton, Deborah Harry, Cyndi Lauper, Gloria Estefan, and Belinda Carlisle.
Wow.
And it was the songwriter Diane Warren wrote the track and found a creative way to skirt the fact that she got a bunch of older artists to match old actresses in the movie. She said, quote, "Since 80 was in the title, I got a crazy idea. Why not get some of the most iconic singers from the 80s who are still amazing and always will be and have them sing it? Everyone I approached said yes and was just as excited as me. The song will be released on January 20th.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. And a very diverse group, but it'll be interesting to hear them all together.
That's very neat. The idea of a voice like Dolly's with a voice like Gloria Estefan's. Two wonderful voices, iconic voices, you could say, but very different. So you're right. I would like to. What was that Lady Marmalade song they did a while back for the Moulin Rouge movie?
Yeah.
That was a little more, though, everybody's voices were similar and in similar themes. They're grabbing people from different genres for this.
Well, and I think, I mean, Dolly's a good sport in general.
Yeah.
You know, with stuff like, oh, yeah, we'll do it, we'll try it. But that
woman,
should be cool.
I almost guarantee you if we called her up and like, hey, Dolly, we Terry and I got a song we'd like to do with you. She'd probably do it. At least if she had it. Oh, honey, if I got it in my schedule, we'll find a way to do it. Just a sweetheart. Just a sweet.
She'll be like, maybe James, the tone deaf one. We better work on her a little bit. I'm not singing. Unless, well, except for when Garth Brooks comes in to do the birthday. Yep. But otherwise, not happening.
I got a good one here for you, Terry. A list of artists who use stage names includes, so basically what I got here is the country artists and their stage name and their real name.
Okay.
And I some of these surprised me because I would have thought that, especially in that genre where authenticity is so important, and I think there are two fan bases that have so much in common that would never guess it and probably don't look at it, but hip hop and country have such a similar fan base. And now, obviously, listening to two different, you know, musics and two different soundtracks, but so much about the essence of their music begins and ends with, are you original? Are you real? Are you really meaning what you're saying and talking about and everything? Because you can get away in pop music with a million different things and many other genres, but boy, if you are a country artist and you're coming out and you're talking about tractors and drinking or something like that, you better be backing it up. You better be the real deal.
You better be doing it.
Yeah, because you get chewing up and eating alive in that industry if you're not the real deal. And the same thing with hip-hop. You have to be authentic. I would say that many artists like Puffy or some of these guys have gotten big without being that way, but overall, like, the real downhard fan is only going to be a fan of these people who can actually back it up.
Yeah, I wonder sometimes with the name thing, like, how much of it is because of trend and how much of it sometimes I think personal safety might play into it. And aside from that, just privacy. You know what I mean? Like, they just, not that in this day and age, people can't find you and hunt you down. Like, it's easy to find someone's real name now with the internet. But if you look back like 20, 30 years ago, if you know, your real name was something a little bit different, it was difficult for people to find.
Yeah. I saw the reason behind it when I first started in radio of using a different name, but
then James was on the sexy list, so well, now here we go.
I had to go right to it. I had to use that. I'm not gonna. I don't have a whole lot, Terry. I've got to use what I've got. Did you know some of your favorite country artists use stage names? Here's a list of the artists and their real name, like Eric Church, Kenneth Eric Church. So his first name is Kenneth, not Eric, but not a huge difference there.
Still his name.
Yeah, yeah. Jake Owen, his real name, Joshua Ryan Owen. So again, not too far off there. Audrey Faith Perry. That is Faith Hill.
And oh, interesting.
Faith Hill is an easy to remember name, and I get why you would do that. But Audrey Faith Perry is a beautiful name. That's a pretty name.
And she has they have a daughter, she and Tim McGraw named Audrey, that they named Audrey.
Do they?
Yep. Audrey Gracie, and I can't remember what the other one is, but they have three daughters. But yeah, they have a daughter, Audrey.
Oh, that's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. That is very good on. Of course, but they do. Those two seem like an awesome couple.
So with that, though, you do hear that happen where, and you know this, right? Like, when someone's named after someone, then a lot of times they don't use the same, you know, like my grandpa was Jim, my dad is Jim, my brother is Jim, but everyone calls my brother Jimmy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so and then he has a son, James, and we call him James. So, you know what, that might play into a little bit of it.
It's almost exactly how it went with my family. My grandpa, my papa's dad and him and my dad all went by Jim. Everybody calls me Jimmy. I try to get people to call me James, and some people still do, but most people call me Jimmy. Yep, you're right. Troyel Garth Brooks. Garth's real name is Troyel. Troyal.
There you go.
You would think
it doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No, I could see. I could see that. Especially, I could see a studio producer telling him, "You're Garth Brooks. You're Garth Brooks from now on." Gary Lavox, Gary Wayne Vernon Jr. Hiram King Williams, Hiram H-I-R-A-M. That is Hank Williams Sr.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see why, especially as a country artist, you'd go by Hank over
there. But I just wonder if they called him, you know what I mean? Like, is that what his mother called him? Hank.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I bet you it was. I bet you it was a nickname from early in life, yeah. Especially with an older artist like that.
Yeah.
This one got me. This one threw me off a little bit. Randy Bruce Trawick. Randy Travis.
Yeah.
Now, that definitely you're going to go by Randy Travis. It's not a bad name. I don't want it to sound like I'm saying any of these are bad names or anything. It's just I could see why, if you're looking to stay in people's ears and brains, especially you're just starting out, you're in an industry, you know, look at when Randy Travis was starting out where country music was to compared to where it is now. And it I don't want to take anything from any young artists or newer artists or anything like that. I really don't mean to be sounding like if I do sound that way, but it's so much easier to be heard now. There are a billion different streaming services. Well,
there's so much more opportunity.
So many more opportunities and everything. And it's not begrudging young artists. I'm very happy for them. I just, when I think of artists that, like, when we were growing up, that got big, it's so much more of an accomplishment to me. It really says something. Like,
yeah, because people had to go buy your record or cassette to play it. You know what I mean? Like, it was...
Yeah.
Well, it's way different.
And it even stands out even more to me when it's an artist that wasn't in my house. But I know his name. I know half of his hits.
Somebody you're not familiar with. Yet.
Yeah. Randy Travis, one of the top names on that list. Jason Aldean Williams. Okay, not that different. Elaine Regina Edwards.
Is who?
Shania Twain.
Oh, you know what? I did hear that. I guess I didn't recall, but I knew that her name was completely different.
I would have guessed it. I would have guessed that it was, but I wouldn't have. I do love the name, Shania Twain. That's great. That's a great name, not just a country name.
But you're just wondering in the baby name list where Shania stacks up.
Where was Shania? I bet you that when in her peak, that was a name used, though.
Oh, I would think.
I bet you. And Thomas Luther Bryan. Luke Bryan.
But same, still, I don't know, most of these, there's really only like two of them where they actually use something completely different. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like shortened versions or a middle name or interesting.
I like the idea that so many of these artists were able to find a way to incorporate their real name.
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit, I've only had this happen once, but when we did the play for the San Francisco Theater, my name, along with like 10 other people's names, were up on the queue. And I've never seen my name like that before. And my first thought was, they just put James Mailoff up. And my very first thought was, I'd give anything for my pop and my dad to see.
Yeah,
that.
Thank goodness I didn't have some.
Yep.
Thank goodness I didn't call myself Snoop Dogg.
Yes, I exactly. Mean, exactly. I when I was younger, oh yeah. We've had the story of Vincenzo and all that conversation. But now I carry it with such pride. And I push back my own younger self on that and not getting that at the younger age.
Like, but you know, there's something about maturity, right? As we go. And I don't think it's fair to throw Vincenzo around. If your mother wanted to call you that, I mean, that's legit.
True. It's true. It's very, very, very true. Thank you for saving me a little on that. Let's see here. Margaret Rhymes. That's Leanne Rhymes. Margaret Rhymes. I think that's still, sells well. I think that she would have done all right with that name. How about Samuel Timothy McGraw? Of course, raised as Tug McGraw. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, yeah.
And that was a nickname because his dad being Tug, and they called him Tim.
Oh, and when you just were talking about Leanne Rhymes, that's their other daughter's name, the McGraws, is Maggie. So when you said Margaret, I was like, wait a minute, that's their other one.
They're in the top 10 of couples. If I could have coffee with them, like I would just like to just have coffee with those two, just to hear them talk, just to, you know, ask them maybe one question and then just let them be. I think that'd be pretty cool. Harold Lloyd Jenkins was Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
Had to get an old one in there. Toby Keith Koval. Toby Keith, of course. Virginia Patterson Hensley. That is a beautiful name. Virginia Patterson Hensley. Better known as tied for my favorite voice of all time, Patsy Cline.
Okay.
Billie Holiday, Patsy Cline, two favorite voices.
Think about that. Conway Twitty, Patsy Cline. So that's, you know, we're looking way back, right? And they both had like complete name change. So that's interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was... I would love to know the history of some of these, too. Like, did they choose this? Was this something a producer told them to do? Not that it means one way or another much. But
it's very possible.
I'm kind of curious to know, because I think that especially with young artists, you're seeing a lot more of this because what you were talking about, the security issue, and just trying to, as silly as it may seem, trying to save even a little, keep a little of yourself... I know that the audience, I share a lot on the air, but there's a ton I don't share because you like to have some stuff to yourself at least.
How do you come up with Conway Twitty?
Yeah, that's a great question. That is a fantastic question. I'd love to know.
Like to know the history behind that.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a reminder, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a reminder, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR. We're locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We got some fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. Going to keep this going right up until the 10 o'clock hour. And it's an interesting one, Terry. If your New Year's resolution was to try to get more sleep, maybe you just adjust the amount of stuffed animals on your bed. I don't know. Maybe.
So add more.
That might not be the case. We'll find out. A recent poll asked more than 20,000 people if they slept with stuffed animals, and 27% said yes.
Hold on. Ho. Adults?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, are we interviewing kids?
Yeah. So 27% said yes, and they are proud of it. 13% said that they sometimes sleep with plush animals, and another 2% said that they do, but they are ashamed of it. So in all, 42% of people sleep with stuffed animals at least occasionally. When asked how many pillows they slept with, 44% of people said two, 29% said three or more, and 27% said one or zero. When asked if they're... Who's sleeping with no pillow? Come on, who's doing that?
Yeah, not me.
When asked if their pets slept with them, 44% of people said yes. The rest either don't have pets or don't allow them to sleep in their bed with them.
Or they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Or they're like my fur brother, Sam, just doesn't have the energy. I'm not getting up there.
Yeah, nope. can't get all the way up.
There. Nope.
You should get him some steps.
We're getting him some steps. Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, he's gotten a little older and realized.
I don't allow the dog in the bed, so I... Yeah. But you should get Sam some steps.
They didn't ask how many people regularly sleep with other humans, but honestly, it doesn't sound like a lot of that's going on. and I'm not begrudging that.
No, but that's true. So is this primarily people who are sleeping alone? I mean, because seriously, if I had to arrange all my stuffed animals and then, you know, Randy can crawl in bed wherever there's room. Yeah. I mean, seriously?
If you are alone, then what's the harm?
Who cares?
You know, might as well. Well, if it makes you happy to have all this stuff on your bed, to me it seems like a hassle. But so, to some, it might be, you know.
So if
like
you
that.
Go on a date, I'm not going to imply this is the first date. I'm saying this is. I mean, you could whatever. But so you go home with someone and her bed is covered in stuffed animals?
See, this isn't fair. Because at my age, Terry, that's the last thing I'm worried about.
Okay, so
there's
it's good.
A billion things.
It doesn't matter.
That.
All yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
That is not a red flag.
Doesn't matter that that's not her real name?
It's like...
Still doesn't. Okay.
All right. The bar gets a little lower the older you get.
And no, are they new stuffed animals or are they stuffed animals from when you were five?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I don't know if that makes it better or worse if they're older or young.
I see it both ways. And yeah, I don't. Yeah. Now, I'm one, like, when the bed is made, there is, you know, the regular pillows, then, like, the sham pillows, and then a few, like, decorative pillows. So I have that thing going on. So I suppose you could sub stuffed animals in for that. But I just, not sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sure either. I'm not sure about this one. But, you know,
there are weirder things.
Exactly.
Probably.
You know, there really are, though. there are. And honestly, if again, I'm coming back to if you are single, you deserve whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I find more interesting is if you're a couple. If you're dating somebody or married and you're doing this, that seems a little more interesting to me. Just because it's
you mean not
using
a pillow?
Bed. Yeah, well, you're not using a pillow thing. I refuse to believe anybody is.
No,
doing
I agree.
That. But I do find that interesting. Like that balance of you know, it's your bed now. You're sharing it with somebody. More times than not, when you get into a new relationship and it gets to that point where you're living together or any of those things, it's a bed. You moved into somebody's house, or I'm moving into your place, or you're moving into mine or whatever. So the bed stays. And that bed was already mine. And now I'm sharing it with so-and-so or whatever. And this compromise that you make, or this trying to make somebody feel more comfortable in your own place, or vice versa, feel more comfortable in their place.
But like if you have a queen-size bed, okay, so there's two pillows, right? Two people, two pillows. Well, maybe only one person. But I'm just saying, like, if that other, your spouse or significant other is gone, they go somewhere on a trip, I can't have that pillow gone, too. Like, I put a pillow there.
Yeah.
If they take their pillow with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's weird. The whole no pillow thing. I mean, I suppose maybe for some people's necks or something like that. But just in general, I need a pillow.
Yeah, I am.
In both places.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely need a pillow. I don't know any. That seems like one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard of. The idea that somebody is sleeping without a pillow. Now, maybe that does happen a lot more. Maybe it's a thing or a new trend I'd never heard of. I don't know. But it does seem a little ridiculous. Does seem like that. We'll take a break right here. We'll go ahead and we'll get right to our break. We get to Melissa's news a little early. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's the morning show on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. Some Wausau residents are confused about the water pitchers and filters they've received from the city of Wausau to help remove PFAS from their drinking water. The pitchers have an alert on them, but not all residents are sure what the alert means. The city is clarifying that PFAS levels have become undetectable through DNR standards and the test kits do not pick up PFAS. The filters are detecting water-dissolved solids. As the filters get used over a few days, the numbers increase as the filters fill up. Officials say it's not harmful to drink the water from the filters. Currently, there isn't any kind of at-home test for PFAS. Samples are sent to a lab and cost between $400 to $600 per test. A group of students in Stevens Point are making sure their classmates can attend the winter formal at the high school dressed to the nines. The students created a formal wear boutique to help their classmates who aren't able to afford a new outfit for the dance. The school club boutique is open to students from Stevens Point, Rosholt, Iola, Amherst, or Almond school districts. They will be open on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., Saturday, January 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday, January 8th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Stevens Point Area Senior High School. 11 rounds of voting and still no Speaker of the House of Representatives has been elected. 3 days of voting ran along similar lines, with all 212 Democrats voting for Hakeem Jeffries. The Republican vote remained split between Kevin McCarthy and other candidates. Representative-elect Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd District voiced his concerns about the future of the Republican Party if 20 people are able to stop them from doing this task. The group of Republicans are blocking McCarthy from the position of Speaker because they say he's not conservative enough. Until a Speaker is chosen, the House can't do any work for the people. Members-elect can't do anything until they're sworn in. Currently, the House has no rules, and all 434 representatives are considered members-elect until they can be sworn into office by the newly elected Speaker. Legalizing medical marijuana in Wisconsin may be close to receiving Republican lawmaker support. Formerly an opponent, Senator Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said the caucus might be at a point where they can vote for it. They just want to make sure it's well-regulated and only for people with serious pain. LeMahieu previously said in 2021 he would only support it if the FDA approved it as a prescription drug. Governor Tony Evers plans to again propose legalizing marijuana for medical and recreational use. He wants to use the revenue marijuana sales will create to help fund schools. According to Marquette University Law School polls, 64% of Wisconsin residents support full legalization and 80% support a medical marijuana program. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz expects his state to legalize marijuana by May. The popular ice caves in Eagle River will not be created this year. The Eagle River Chamber of Commerce said that conditions are not suitable for building and they hope for a better year next year. This is the third time in 4 years the ice castle will not be built. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio.
We can just let this play all day.
It's just an eternal beat, yeah. Say whatever you want.
This was one of my first cassettes.
Oh, yeah,
me
too. We should
just pop that in and let it roll.
I kind of feel like just doing that the rest of the day. We're not going to, or anything. I'll do my interviews with Scott and Connie, but we'll just have this playing in the background.
I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I was at a local bank, right, doing some paperwork for our Rotary Club. And, you know, usually you get pretty canned music or just, you know, just background music. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what is going on? And they were playing, it was like an 80s, like a rock stage. And all of a sudden, Michael Jackson is pumping through their music. I'm like, whoa. Little unexpected.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. So I got a good one here, Terry. How to beat a low mood and depression. 7 tips for that. Start of the new year, especially once we get out of the holiday gamut that we get into, really, the way it's been now the last couple of years, I would say around October, it starts kicking in with Halloween and everything, and certainly goes full force from Thanksgiving to New Year's. You're just bombarded with holidays and things to do and people trying to cram everything into the end of the year. So much going on. Get to the first of the year, get to this first couple of weeks of January, and you have a lot of seasonal depression kick in, a lot of just depression in general.
Well, depending upon your location, you kind of, you know, maybe just like that winter blahs, right?
It could just
not
be
enough sun,
yeah,
a little bit, you know. So I think when it's a little colder, people don't spend as much time outside. Mm-hmm. You should, because it's beautiful. But, you know, just in general, I agree.
They say that exercising, of course, is first one of your greatest asset you can do. It's the number one thing that you can really do to improve your mood. You tend to not only feel better that you're doing something productive, but that your body physically is, your body's going to feel better. You're going to feel better.
But isn't it funny when you're, so let's just say you really are kind of having one of those days, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, ugh. But the last thing you want to do, or me, like, I'll be like, oh, I should go to the Y, but I just really don't want to, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then once you go, it's great. You feel really good after, but it's kind of the whole talking yourself into doing it.
Yes.
Sometimes is the biggest challenge.
It really is. It can be the biggest, like, detriment to things too, because it affects everything, that mood. It all starts up top. Everything in life is pretty much that way, whether we're talking about business, management, sports, or your own body, your own life. It starts up top, in right between your ears. Make social connections, especially face-to-face. Make that a priority.
Yes.
Don't just say you're going to do it. Make it a priority. Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to call that old friend of mine for years.
Just do it.
Quit thinking about it. Do it.
Or just get out to where you do see people face-to-face, right? You know.
Appeal to your senses. We're gifted with these amazing things of sight, sense, smell, all this stuff. We tend to not really... You know, because we're living, we're too busy living, we don't really have to take a whole lot of time to think and feel about these things. How many times do you just, like, especially later at night, just stand outside for a minute? Especially if you got a nice backyard or anything like that. There is nothing like the silence of winter.
Well, it's just the old saying, right? Stop and smell the roses. You can adapt that however, whether yes. it's smelling or seeing or just so right. just pausing, right? Just be intentional about that pause once in a while.
Take up a relaxation practice, something that is relaxing to you. Everything's going to be different to everybody. I've heard a lot of people say knitting is relaxing. If I've never knitted, it's probably not going to be relaxing for me. But you know,
and probably not a good look
no,
after.
No, not gonna. What is that? A scarf? It was supposed to be a blanket. But I do think that you know, knowing what is in your wheelhouse, what you like to do, and expanding from that. There are so many opportunities. There's a ton of different places that have little classes that you can take. There's, of course, Midstate that has their continuing education courses.
And a lot of fun things that are very, you know, hobby-driven, right? Like, it doesn't have to be, I don't know. They have a lot of really cool different personal interest opportunities.
I've always thought glass blowing would be a lot of fun. I think that'd be really cool to learn how to do. Maybe they do have a class around here, and I just haven't seen it or not, but that's something I would think
about.
Yeah,
you should check it out.
Take a walk. Yeah, as we were saying, use your senses. Get out there a little bit. Get outside a little. Dress warm. Dress appropriately.
If you're James's age or older, you should also wear boots and make sure you have proper attire.
Slow down. Yeah, be sure to slow down, people. That is definitely something I have been having.
Well, and the other thing, this time of the year, you know, you can be walking along perfect, and then there is a slippery spot just out of nowhere. So, you know, I think it's just being mindful so that you don't end up injured. I'm not discouraging walking, and certainly not, you know, walking outside, I think, is important. But just, you know, be aware of your surroundings.
Slow down, or your body will slow down for you when you're aching and you can't move as fast as you'd like. God, it's frustrating. I can't stand it. Setting your intention. The key to sustainable change, when you want to maintain your recovery from depression or low mood, setting your intention every day is essential. So, do you have a game plan? Now, I'm not saying you have to be like me and plan out your whole day or anything like that. I'm a little crazy when it comes to my planning and stuff. But I think that's a great idea of, I'm going to bed and I'm thinking about tomorrow and stuff. And, well, you know, I want to make sure I get this done. My project tomorrow is this. You wake up in the morning, that's right in your brain. And then when you do accomplishment, you feel so much better. You feel really good about it.
Yeah, I think it helps us just overall, right? Like, you feeling of accomplishment, you get something done that needs to be done, perhaps. Or maybe it's also recreation or enjoyment or just socializing. But making yourself do something and actually checking the list, I think that does contribute to your mental health.
Absolutely. Spend time each day doing something just for pleasure that does not include addictive behaviors that may be unhelpful in the long term, things that are beneficial to you in the real that you do enjoy. I would say, you know, if there's a food you really like, if there's a snack you really like, if there is a TV show, I don't know, things like this, or that you could just unwind and check out a little bit.
Reading. You know, just for a few minutes or just something. I agree. Taking a little bit of that time. For me, that's usually kind of a wind down at night, at bedtime.
Focus on your sleep. Try to get consistent sleep. Not many people are going to be able to get their 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever the average is now, what it is, but what your normal pattern is, or getting a normal pattern even. Having a normal pattern, sometimes, even if you're only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, at least you're going to bed at the same time, you're waking up at the same time. Your body needs that. Your body loves routine.
I do notice that myself. Like, I do much better if I go to bed within probably about an hour of the same time and get up. Or if I get up and don't have anything. So in theory, let's say I could get up, make sure the kids are up, get off to school, and then in theory I could go back to bed. And that always sounds like a good idea, and I do it, and then it kind of just messes up my whole day. You know, I'm better off to just stay up. Take an afternoon nap instead.
yeah. I hear you, though.
You know, it's just, I agree. For me, that routine's important.
A big one that she mentions here, and just touching on it a little bit more, is the gratitude practice. And she gets very in-depth, and to be honest, a little wordy about it. Not saying something coming from me. But it really, the essence of it is being thankful. And being appreciative. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to mean that you call up mom and dad and thank them for creating you. Like, it can be the simplest of things. The other day, I was coming back, and I just wanted to get home. And I happened to get every green light. And it felt so good. It felt awesome. Because
when does that happen?
Never. It may have been the only time in my life it has ever happened. But it felt great. And I took that as a win. I took that, hey, universe, thank you. Thanks for the win. I appreciate it. I wanted to get home. I got home 5-10 minutes earlier than I should have. Not a huge big deal. Didn't change my life. But it was awfully nice that night.
But that's, isn't it funny, or how much we let it annoy us when we have to stop? You know, if you have 7 stoplights in your path and you have to stop at every single one, that just is like, ah.
And that's where the other side of this comes in, I think, too, is the importance of perspective.
Yeah.
Perspective is one of the best friends you'll ever have. It gives you so much in life. You can get so bent out of shape about things. You take a step back and you have a little perspective. You're like, is this the hardest thing I've ever been through? Is this harder than what so-and-so is going through? Is this that difficult?
I'm not laughing, but I'm thinking about a recent conversation, and I've always thought this, but someone was very much grumbling and crabbing about the trains.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, that's commerce. Like, that's important for our area. That's important for our state. That's, you know, and that's how things move. And that I said, it is important. And it was hilarious because the response I got was, of course you would say that. I'm not trying to minimize your frustration because we've all waited for a train and been late for something, and it is frustrating, but it was just kind of funny. I'm like, oh, I think you need to just think about it differently. And I got, you know, it was like the major eye roll. Like, really?
It goes a long way. It really does. It does so much for not just your mental health, but for the people around you and the people in your life. And eat brain healthy diet to support strong mental health. Your body is no different than your car. You would never put water into your gas tank.
You know,
you would never put something that doesn't belong in there.
And it's,
be smart about what you're putting
so
there.
Important. And you just don't think about it. And then I think you get into a rut, you know, with certain foods and complex sugars and stuff, you know what I mean? Then that's what you crave. And so I agree with you. And it's hard to shift your thinking to think about food as a fuel.
Yeah.
But because we all have our favorites. Like, if you put that English toffee from earlier in front of me, I will eat it.
But
that can't be your whole diet for the whole day.
No. You got to, again, going back to that whole having that little moment of pleasure and stuff.
Or the moderation or whatever it might be. Yeah.
But and I've known this. I'm a grown man. I've known this my whole life. But it has really taken me the last year or two to realize how different it is. I don't want to say I've experimented about this with myself, but I have in an unintentional way, where nights I bet the audience could tell every time I've had a good night's sleep. And I bet they can tell when I definitely haven't.
So never?
Yeah, right?
Just kidding.
Wait a minute. In order to be able to tell what you're like with sleep, we need to know what that's like.
Could you try it just once? I mean,
we've never gotten that example.
We knock you out. We'll get somebody to whack you over the head, and then, you know, we'll see how that works.
Oh, I think that's what we're getting close to that, Terry. We're getting close to it. But that is a big one. You're right. The what you put into your body is so important with these things.
Don't you think with some of this, though, like when you do kind of get to that, I don't know, whether it's actual depression or winter blahs or just, mm-hmm. you know, where you're kind of in that rut, like, you hope for a magic bullet, like, right? Somebody's going to tell you how to fix it.
Yes.
And the reality is there's all of these little bitty things that you just brought up. Nothing there was expensive. Mm-hmm. Nothing there was really hard. It's just we have to make our mind, right? We have to make ourselves do it. And we can help ourselves in so many little ways that I think, but it just sometimes just becomes daunting because we get so wrapped up in whatever, the minutia, the day, the no sunshine, you know, whatever it is. But there's so many little ways. So, you know, the magic bullet's not there. Here's the newsflash. You gotta do some things to help yourself.
And that's a power that you'll have. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's a gift that it's like that. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about a gift that you may or may not want. We'll see. We got a Then A Right story coming up for you right here on Mornings on WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 25 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us all week long, wishing them a great weekend. We've got self-driving cars and self-delivery bots, but are we ready for this one? This is our feature That Ain't Right story today. Are you ready for your most precious cargo to be being delivered and dropped around the same way? Because there are self-driving baby strollers. They now exist.
Oh, heck no.
A Canadian startup called Glucokind just won an award for their AI-powered smart stroller at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas this weekend. It's called the Ella, and they've been taking pre-orders for a few months. But now it's officially going on sale and should start shipping in April. And they are about $3,300.
How lazy are you if you cannot push your baby's stroller?
I was hoping you would lead the charge on that because I thought it would sound bad coming from me. But yes, 100% you were so right about this. It's bad enough that you can't even hold your kid. You know, you got to have the whole sack thing, you know, and stuff. And or whatever. You push the darn stroller.
Yeah.
You won't see unattended strollers flying down the sidewalk just yet, though. The self-driving feature only works when your kid isn't in the stroller. The inventors say some parents have asked for that feature, though. The self-driving thing is just for when your kid wants to walk or be carried. The stroller follows you around so you don't have to push it.
Oh, so it's like a puppy.
Yeah. and when your kid is in it, it won't move unless you're touching the handle.
Okay.
Sounds nice in theory. If you are a mom in a TV show or a movie, possibly. But I cannot think, if the kid wants out of the stroller, which that's always fun, because you're always so far away from the house to where you can't put the stroller
or from
back.
The car or yes. What, yes. And I do agree, like you don't have enough hands. So, okay, so theoretically.
Theoretically it sounds great until it's hitting you in the back of the heel every 5 seconds or it takes off in this direction and then you got to worry about your kid, the stuff in your hands, and the stroller you just spent $3,000 on. No, this is just one more thing that could go wrong for a mom or dad. That's all I'm seeing here.
I'm not impressed with this.
I didn't like it when it was just when you put the kid in, the idea in my head of the kid in and it's strolling.
Well, that's exactly where I thought this was going. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That we have gone insane. Off the deep end.
Yeah, that's insane to me. This isn't that much farther from it, though, because it's just one more like nuisance.
So then if you're touching the handle, it must propel. So just like, you know, how most push lawnmowers now are like that, like they have a self-propelling you know, the wheels will spin to help you move faster. So I mean, this could be like the you know, cranking it up on the treadmill kind of thing where you're going you got to go fast enough to keep hanging on.
That's man, there are going to be some funny videos of that. But there's a power assist for going up hills and over grass, automatic braking so it can't roll away, and alerts if cars or bikes are coming.
Okay, again, use that. Put that money in your child's college fund and get a regular $90 stroller.
All these things are things that if you are paying attention, and not to say that even when you are paying attention, things can't go wrong. Obviously, that's still true.
Sure.
But none of this seems like, oh, this is a game changer. Oh, this is going to make life so much better.
And you know what? Push the stroller up the hill.
Yeah. It's a good exercise. It's good. It's good for you.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
Seems a little out there for me. Yeah, definitely. That is a definite, that a right story for me. If you're interested, though, and you got $3,000 just sitting around, I mean, yeah, guys want to give it a shot. We, our friends at the goodnewsnetwork.org, and a big shout out to them and good New Year's to them, had this list of 10 acts of kindness in 2022. And we got through the majority of it. We did have a couple left that I wanted to touch on, like this teenager who found a woman's purse and it is rewarded with $17,000 when he delivered it to her door.
No way.
In July, a 17-year-old teen in San Diego returned a purse left in a grocery store parking lot, and although he expected nothing in return, hundreds of strangers provided him with a big reward. Adrian Rodriguez delivered the green handbag himself to the woman's front door, and the home surveillance video was later used to track down the high school graduate to show him some love. Because he just dropped it off. He didn't drop it off and, like, you know, knock on the door or anything like that.
Oh, he just left it.
Just left it in the spot there that he knew they would find it and nobody would take it. It was a nice neighborhood. From what I remember of the story, he saw this happen, felt bad for her, tried to call her, and she didn't hear him. So it wasn't like, we're not talking miles and miles and miles.
Right.
But he went a little bit of a ways to get this to her house. So that's a pretty cool thing.
That's pretty cool.
Mice families move into their dream village. In an example of inner mammal kindness, an Englishman created a wildlife area at the bottom of his garden to boost his nature photography. And that's where he first found two families of mice. They now have their own adorable handcrafted homes and they're hand-fed flowers each day. These are the most spoiled mice in the world. Mickey Mouse doesn't have anything on these guys.
Cinderella's mice might have.
Ah, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good reference. This is kind of funny because this article came out like obviously a couple weeks ago. Southwest Airlines workers looked after a passenger's pet fish for 4 months after it was banned from a flight.
Huh.
So, boy, I bet you they're hanging on to this story right now at Southwest. In one of the most disreputed and difficult years in the history of aviation, a pair of Southwest Airline employees volunteered to become a mom and dad to a stranger's fish after the passenger was told she could not embark with the animal. Why are you bringing a fish on a flight? Why are you doing this?
Thank you.
It is such a human thing to do. There is not an animal alive that enjoys flight. Like, the dog, take dogs for instance. You see your dog with its head out the window. It looks happy. It looks like it's enjoying itself. It's got its head out its window because it's trying to catch the earth. The dog doesn't understand why it's not connected to the earth. It makes no sense to the dog. The dog is just, granted, every dog is going to do what its owner likes. If you are, hey, come on, Fido, get in the car, Fido. We're going to go take a ride, Fido, and you're happy. Of course the dog's going to be happy because the dog is trying to make you happy. It's about you. If it's not about you, then don't take the darn animal on the plane. So, and certainly don't take a fish on a plane.
When you present at the airport with your fish, is it in the bowl with water? Is it tied in the bag yet fair where you won the fish? Yeah, I mean, like, what is the fish in? Do you put it in your coffee cup and put a cover on it thinking no one's going to see it?
I have so many follow-up questions on that one, yes. In an example of extra kindness, Canadian besties Joan McQueen and Marissa Mercer won $1 million playing the lottery and immediately decided to keep the good vibes rolling by giving heaps and heaps of it away to the community. They gave fat checks to a bunch of charities in their hometown of or Ontario, and local news reporters say that they are making a huge difference. Although the news media might cause you to forget, many people around the world had reasons to smile in 2022. Find them, share them with others. You don't have to be a news outlet yourself. You can share them with your friends. Hey, do you guys remember this? Or hey, did you hear about this?
Yeah, that's a cool story, right? Easy come, easy go. I mean, they were like, hey, won this money. I'm going to turn it back around. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about some of these things too, like just some of this stuff that's coming out. Like I'm stuck on the whole tech thing. I'm still stuck on the stroller, because am I? I'm not speaking for you here, Terry, but for me, I'm very removed from being a parent. And when I was a parent, I had a partner. Even when we were divorced, we still worked pretty in unison, pretty well, and everything before she moved out of town. I don't know if there's an end of that stroller or an angle on that stroller that I'm not seeing, but I do think that if there is anybody out there that could be assisted a little bit, that's great. But you can't sell something for $3,000 for people that need, like, the people that need the assistance, chances, like, I'm guessing, I'm taking,
are not affording that.
Yeah.
But don't you think there's lots of, if we could just lump this in with other gadgets, right? Like, there's a lot of ridiculously priced gadgets that in theory the idea of them makes your life easier, but really you could probably just as easily just do it yourself. You know what I mean, like physically do it yourself. I don't know. I agree with you. I think that stroller is a little bit off the deep end.
It's hard to gauge, you know, because I don't want to act like I know what I'm talking about necessarily, and at the same time, I was, you know, a parent on my own a bit too, and I know some stuff about that. But again,
you know, you're going to see celebrities with them with their dogs.
Well, that's
them.
The only people you're going to see with them is celebrities. I don't know any person that I think could even be benefited a little bit by that. Ain't affording that.
Well, and
they couldn't afford a $300 stroller.
But even if you can afford it, you can use that money in so many better ways than on a $3,000 stroller.
It seems like it. Continuing with some good stories of the day, a seamstress in Chicago made a ball gown her grandmother designed almost 80 years ago before she dropped it off at a fashion school.
Oh, that's cool.
The grandmother is still alive, and a video of her big reveal has been on TikTok. It's actually the fourth time she's made one of her grandmother's dresses.
Neat.
I like that. That's a cool idea.
That's really cool.
Some mechanics in Naples, Florida were working on a car when they heard a scratching noise coming from the undercarriage and found a wild rabbit inside. They had to chase it around the garage and eventually released it outside. There's a great video of it. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but do yourself a favor and check out that video. It's hilarious. there's nothing like seeing grown men chasing after a little thing.
A little something, yes.
It doesn't care what it is. It's always funny. a news station in Bangor, Maine just did a story on a cat sanctuary called Spirits Place that helps senior citizens adopt cats. They realized older people were hesitant to adopt and worried that would happen to the cat and worried what would happen to the cat if they suddenly passed away or had to go to a nursing home. So now there's a plan. The shelter always promises to take the cat back and find them a new home, a new forever home, if anything happens.
Isn't that cool? I like that a lot.
Everybody should do this. Every places should do this one. Every humane society, that's an awesome idea. I know it's putting I've worked in humane societies. I don't want to put anything extra on their plates, trust me. But this, something like this, if it gets two more animals adopted, it's worth it.
Well, and think about that. Maybe you've always had animals, but you get to an age where you're like, I don't want to I don't want the animal to outlive me or whatever. That's a really cool plan. I like that.
And of course, a good day every day of the year is our United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties. Plenty going on with our United Way and plenty of opportunities for you to be a part of things. Certainly, they have the Sponsor a Date on their calendar raffle. You have the Born Learning Academy coming up, but we always like to encourage people to volunteer as well.
Yeah,
there are
absolutely
plenty of great volunteer opportunities.
Connect with Ben at the United Way, 715-421-0390. He specializes in volunteer opportunities, so he will talk to you kind of about, you know, what your interests are and see what things you might like to do in the community, and then we'll give you, you know, match you up with some of that, or if we don't have something presently, he'll find it for you. So, you know, really encourage people to connect with us. You can browse online with the volunteer opportunities, but sometimes, you know, people would rather just talk to someone, and that's good. That's what Ben's there for. So, you know, we certainly want you to connect with us if you're looking for volunteering.
And you can find out more information by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to like them on Facebook as well. It's a great following your United Way on all social media platforms. Great to hang out again, Terry. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
Have a good week.